Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, yeah, singena ngayo Colin Nhlapo uthi akahluleki. Yebo, ungunkulunkulu ongahluleki, ungunkulunkulu ukuthi kiyena. Konke kupossible bazalwane. Isikhathi ke sesihambile kakhulu 27 after 4 o'clock. Singena ke Google sesigaba sizo singena kwi discussion. Njengoba ke siqhubeka sibuka ukuthi how to forgive what you can't forget. Laphayana ku Facebook Live ngiyaxolisa kune spelling error, noma ngathi ngifake igama eli wrong instead of forget ngithe forgive. So ngicela ningiforgive nakuloko. Yeah. Si kanye ke nomfundisi uvele. Mfundisi sawubona.
Sawubona mhlawumbe.
Thank you so much ukuthi unathi la e studio. Hey, kunento eshodayo lapho engekho. Ngicela nje uphi u Pastor Bench sekuhambile. Bengitsi asize masinya. Ngibona ayikho lento yakho le yokukhuluma. Yes.
Okay.
Naya lapha yebo la ihleli khona. Nayi la ikhona ini la la.
Oh len.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. No. This the sponge angathi sibizwane sponge asikho ku mic yakho ngicela ungathathi leso uthathe sakho asifuna ukuthi mase ukhwehlela la uthi hey ngisebenzisa sika Pastor Bench
umuntu na sponge
umuntu nomuntu nesakhe yebo yeah yeah sengikhululekile ke manje yes ngicela babingelele emakhaya
let me greet everybody at home ngegama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth.
Amen.
Especially abalaleli be Radio Pulpit.
Amen. Ngathi voice yakho iphansi namhlanje.
Okay.
No, ayikho phansi. Ngikonnecte ku the wrong mic. I thought usahleli lapha ekuhleli khona Pastor Bench.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, I think the right one ile. Ngicela ukukhuluma ngizwe.
Nathi ngizwakala ngcono manje.
So uzwakala ngcono manje, yebo, yebo. Mhm. Hey mfundisi, sisabuke lo daba elicayi kakhulu. Udaba lokuthi uxolela kanjani into ongakwazi ukuthi uyikhohlwe. How to forgive what you can't forget. And last week uye wa say unpacka kodwa sanga unpacki ngendlela ukuthi angaze abanye uma bebalalela kodwa mina angizange nje ngiculiseke ukuthi yazi singene deeper kuyona le ndaba so mhlambe nje laba bebangalalelanga asibabeke sithombeni ukuthi konje last week siye sayibuka and then sagcina kuphi.
Oh, okay. Last week, ngiyacabanga ukuthi we started by ukuchaza ukuthi what is forgiveness. Ngize ngayichaza ngesiNgisi ngathi it's a conscious decision to release feelings of resentment and vengeance towards the person who has harmed you.
Yeah.
We are decided consciously ngize ngathi usoba ukuthi ngifuna umkhiphe enhlizweni aphume totally. You know, and that doesn't necessarily mean that he deserves forgiveness.
Yeah.
That or she deserves forgiveness. It is because you're doing it for yourself.
Yes.
Because into yokubamba umuntu or ube negqubu against someone, it kills you.
Yeah.
That person akalimali in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why, but it is a conscious and deliberate decision to release those feelings because kukhona lento ibilayo ngaphakathi mawumbona, you release that so that now be free. So we started there and maybe if I have to unpack it indaba yokuthi everybody as long as we live kunendaba ibiza a sense of morality. What is sense of morality? It's the ability to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong. Ngesizulu bathi nginembeza, which is conscience, isazela ngesiXhosa. You know, in most cases, the standards by which our conscience condemns or affirms is influenced by culture. Ngizokwenza a very practical example. A culture is a set of rules that a certain society decides to live by. Amapedi ba decide ukuthi baphile kanje, amaXhosa at ngenze a very practical example. Esontweni amaXhosa abayithandi ukuthi umuntu osimame agqoke ibrokwe. That's a culture yesXhosa which actually igcina ingene esontweni. We understand. So now it becomes, in as much as it is not a culture, a Christianity, but because of the community or the society that the church is in, automatically indlela i culture yenza ngalo yenza ukuthi even asesontweni sizibone sisenza ngendlela i culture yenza ngayo. So when I remember I made a practical example kamakoti. If kunomama zala nomakoti in the same church and then umakoti decides to wear a trouser, umama zala feels violated ukuthi umakoti akahloniphi, and at some stage she will experience anger, you know, because she feels that she is wronged by umakoti, disrespected, you know. So somehow kuzaba khona a trust that has been broken. When the trust has been broken, the relationship gets fractured. Like a relationship, you know. Now, umama zala decides, okay, I will call a family meeting so that lona a discipline a family, because I can respect as umama zala. Now, when umama zala calls a family meeting, and then they discipline mam charge for whatever reasons, because they will find that person guilty. Okay, isingesi sithi justice is served. But the question is, the biggest problem is that in as much as justice is served, relationships are broken. That's the biggest problem. So in most cases, in as much as justice can be served, but let us look at the relationships. You know, is it really worth it for justice to be served and then relationships get broken? You know, let me make scenario number two. Kukhona an employee from a certain company that is caught in Chonja, trialed, fined, imprisoned, and justice is served. But the question is the company is likely to restore what has been stolen, but will not regain the employee no matter how productive that employee was. So justice is served, but the relationship is broken, and at the same time the company is losing a very dedicated employee. So when it comes to relationships, forgiveness and justice, they don't correlate as hlangani. Justice can be served, but kukhona umonakalo or a danger eyenzekayo in relationships. So justice can be served. Okay, let me make a scenario number two. The same employee steals after being found, takes responsibility of the error. I report ukuthi untshontshile, and then expresses sincere regret. This is what we're going to talk about next week, languages of apology. Express sincere regret. Because right now, if we cannot forgive, if forgiveness has to be dished, there has to be sincere regret. Sometimes there won't be any regret, but on a normal day, there should be an apology. That is a sincere regret, you know. So let's go back to that scenario. So the employee ucala uxolo and then bayamxolela. Now, chances are he will continue to be productive and relationships are restored, you know. That is why kubalulekile ukuthi umuntu even if wonile or moshile, let's sit down. So let's reason and look at the merits of the case before we decide talking about justice.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when it comes to forgiveness, the biggest challenge about forgiveness is that most of us, We want justice for the person who has offended you.
Mm.
Which in most cases, it is not likely to happen.
Mm.
Now, you keep on having this grudge in your heart that kills you. Remember what I said last week, that the biggest challenge about the poison that you keep in your heart, it actually, it does not only kill you, but it causes cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is it really worth it that you die because uzonde umuntu?
Mm.
Forgiveness is an inside job.
Yeah.
Remember what I said last week? I said, if you don't forgive, it's like drinking poison and expect the next person to die.
To die, yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
So really, we ought to forgive.
Mm.
I'm not saying this because it's easy. Remember, last week, Nkulumeng Ndaba Yokuthi, I had to forgive my dad.
Mm.
Because of he raised abantwana babengengobakhe. Mm. And he left me.
Yeah.
You know, mm. I was raised by a single parent. Osebenze emakhishini, you know, mm. while my dad was out there raising other kids.
Mm.
You know, even that doesn't even belong to him.
And it is something ukuthi iyohlezi ikhona kwanye kuyikhohlwe.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's why I'm still talking about it. I cannot forget it, but
yes.
I have forgiven
you
him.
Yes.
Because it's about me. It's about unforgiveness has this ability to keep you stagnant.
Yeah.
It has this ability to stagnate you. Even izinto zakho azihambi kahle if you don't forgive.
Yeah.
And then this is how you see people. Ngisho mina nabantu that has nothing to do with your situation.
Mm.
Once you see something that is closer to what you saw or what happened to you, automatically you behave as if that person is the person.
Ukulimazile. Mm.
So it changes your life automatically, unforgiveness.
Yeah.
You become someone ongenguye.
Mm.
You become a different person. You know. I was talking to someone else. Istoriska ska Gideon. When God speaks to Gideon, Uti, Gideon was one of the most coward guys in the Bible. Wile kwala u Gideon.
Mm.
But God, when he speaks to Gideon, Uti mighty man of valor. And I'm saying, uNkulunkulu speaks to what he has created in you, not what the circumstances have created in you.
Mm.
Because sometimes ama situations or ama circumstances asenza sibe ngabantu abadifferent. Umbona umuntu behavior yakhe has changed.
Mm.
It is because of circumstances that he went through.
Mm.
I loved the fact that umfundisi Lobela umfundisi uBenji shared the story sakhe about how he was violated and stuff, because it takes grace to redeem yourself from the situation.
Mm.
No, you have to forgive, regardless of what you go through.
Yeah.
Even now, like for him to progress, to move on in life, he has to forgive, even if he doesn't want to, for his sake.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Yo, yes, forgiveness. Ngihlezi ngisho ngithi kudingeka kube umoya ongcwele osebenza ngaphakathi kuwena, ngoba wena ngokwakho angicabangi ukuthi unawo lawo mandla wokuthi ungakwazi ukuthi nje uvuke ekuseni uthi hayi ngiyamforgive. Yes, ungakwenza lokho, but uthola ukuthi akusiyona i-forgiveness e-real, cause kuzoba khona izinto ezizo triggera and then bese iyabuya futhi that anger and or ibuye futhi that leyo bitterness obo unayo and
yes.
Then kube ngathi kuqala futhi from
afresh
uyaqala futhi uyamzonda lo muntu ngoba uwenze kanje na kanje na kanje. But if that forgiveness usizwa ngumoya ongcwele, yes, angeke ukhohlwe, but you will forgive. And then noma kukhona izinto engathi zifuna ukukutriggera, angeke sibe namandla.
Yes.
Phezu kwaleso simo.
Remember I spoke about types of forgiveness.
Yeah.
Ngathi kune conditional forgiveness, kune transformational forgiveness,
yes,
and unconditional forgiveness.
Yes.
But when you release something, you need to put something in.
Mm.
Don't leave a void.
Mm.
When you forgive, something has to take over. Remember, I said last week, uJesu cannot coexist with someone else in Tlizweni. Because ngekumbone ukuthi uyasebenza. So now, when you forgive, you release that person, you allow Jesus to take over from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Hence you're saying it takes divine intervention for someone to forgive. Because mayingena enhlizweni uJesu, he assists you to forgive completely.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, unconditional forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, why is it so difficult to forgive? One of the biggest problems is the fact that abantu they fail to understand that the offender is the same person they trusted so much.
Mm.
That's point number one.
Yes.
Ngizokwenzela a very practical example. It's easy to forgive someone who's not close to you.
Yeah.
It's very easy. But for someone who's very close to you, mm-hmm. remember, you have invested your trust in that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ilando Itumanjab, it can't be him mm-hmm. who does this to me.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be. Because, okay, the biggest problem is the trust that you have in that person.
Yes.
It is not because you are grappling with forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But the trust, the investment that you put in that person in terms of trust is the one that makes you, that makes it difficult for you to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is why in most cases, emishadweni, it becomes a problem.
Mm.
It becomes a problem, emishadweni, you know, because abantu, when I come to you and say, I love you,
mm.
you believe what I tell you.
Yes.
And once you believe that, you internalize that in your heart. Ukuthi uAaron uyangithanda serious. Now, you don't get it when uAaron does something different from what he said in the beginning.
Mm.
That is why abantu abaningi bathi wangiphula inhliziyo, angeke ngimxolele.
Yeah.
You know.
And I need to see siba nama expectations as well.
That is one of the biggest problems.
Yes.
Because I think one of the things that has to be discussed is the fact that it's expectations.
Yes.
What is it that you're expecting from this relationship?
Mm.
So that when landing in Zeke, you must be able to say, but I never promised that I'm going to do A, B, and C. You know? Because, okay, one of the biggest challenges is that kukhona usisi. Ngizohamba ngihambe ngikhulume ngendaba kaMfundisi uBenji. Kukhona usisi that were never raised by their biological fathers.
Mm.
You know, now when behlangana nomuntu ekufanele bathandane naye okanye bashade naye, they bafuna uthando luka baba.
Yes.
And when they don't get that, it becomes a problem.
Mm.
So it feels that you are incomplete when as a man, because you cannot provide oluthando alufunayo lo muntu. Kanti lo muntu uze as a partner, not as a father.
Mm-hmm.
So when an expectation is that you expect someone who's going to love you as njengobaba wakho, the father that was absent,
mm.
now you want to replace that person with a husband or a spouse.
Ish, uyazi lento ikhulumayo, ne? I remember there was this this lady, I think bega ngithi beka offendwe a comment ya someone, and you know lo system a reply utheni ne ku this person wathi ukuze ni fice ni kulesi simo, it's because nihamba nifunana nothando lo eningakwazanga ukuthi nilthole emakhaya. And it was yangizwisa ubhlungu ukuthi, you know, yes, iqiniso lento ayikhulumayo. And though ibhlungu, but iqiniso ukuthi sometimes abantu bayithola baguma situations because ugijimise loluthando ukuthi azange experience from home.
Some of them, they're running away from homes by emishadweni because there's no love at home.
Yeah.
And then mabefika emishadweni, they expect that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not fair to the person oshadanayo.
Yeah.
Because in as much as This is something that I do, especially when I do premarital counseling. I look at the background.
Yes.
So that Nalosha Danai, I ask, okay,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be dealing with this.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when these things come out, it becomes a problem. So it's very important that umuntu abe honest from the onset. Ukuthi okay, mina ngine challenge ukuthi ubaba kangikhulisanga. So I expect you to do this and this. And then if you cannot do that, uta sis, mina all I needed was a partner or a spouse, not umuntu ozofuna uthando luka baba. Let's look at the steps of to assist you in forgiveness. Kuna ncwadi but asizoyifunda eku Luke 23
mm-hmm.
verse 34. I actually met it at the bathroom. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
You analyze the offender. When you analyze the offender, you will realize that although he is doing evil, he may not be fully aware of the implications of the action. Kukhona abantu abenza izinto ezirongo bengekho aware ukuthi ezizinto abazenzayo zirongo. As soon as you do this, it will help you relate well with whoever okofendayo.
Yeah.
Learn to excuse people for their behavior. He is doing this because once you do that, you will understand that in actual fact, that helps you, ukuthi even the next person, you're doing that so that nomunye umuntu akwazi to understand, ukuthi okay, if I can understand, so I expect the next person to understand also, you know.
Yes.
So, ukuxolela, as the Bible says, there's this thing that I love from the Bible, Exodus 20. It forgive them, Lord, for they do not know what they are doing. No, no, that's not Exodus 20, you know.
It's Luke.
Yes. Yeah.
Lagu Christo Akuluman. Yes. Yeah, Luke 23, verse 34.
Yes, yes. Mm. It's that scripture that I saw. Yes.
Yeah.
Lena igu Exodus 20, it forgive them as, forgive me, Lord, as I forgive those who trespass against me.
Mm.
You are practically saying, forgive me, Lord, on condition that I forgive those.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't forgive, Lord, don't forgive me.
Mm.
That is the biggest challenge about that scripture.
Yeah.
So if I said this other day in church, Ngati, as we're going to pray, I want us to recite this verse, Siti, forgive me, Lord God, as I forgive Aaron Velem, who trespassed against me. That if you cannot call that name, Lomuntu Oglimazil, it means you have not forgiven that person. You need to go back and analyze or sit down and say, what is it that I'm going to do to forgive this person? So really, forgiveness is the best thing. If you move on in life, it is something that you have to do, liking it or not. You know, it's not conditional. It's unconditional. Ibamba izinto zakho. Ilife yakho nje iba ngathi ifa kwi handbrake if you don't forgive. Zonke izinto zakho ziyema. The minute you release people in your heart that don't deserve to be in your heart, everything else goes smooth. Remember what I said last week? I said, you've got a tenant that is in your heart that stays rent-free. An unwelcome tenant. Because lomunta umfuna umthandi, but you keep that person in your heart. Why are you crucifying yourself twice? It's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah. Sure. Sinama voice note ambalwa la nama comments mfundisi kodwa ngizocela ukuthi sindlule ngala kuqala and then bese ke siyakuona. Sise senawe mzalwane lapha ekhaya and unga sinemzuzu engaki. Okay, ngiyacabanga ukuthi singakwazi ukuthi sicover wonke lama voice notes nama messages uma sibuya la. Asenze kanje.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, uzwile udaba lana. Sikhuluma indaba ye forgiveness versus to forget. Yes, kanye nomfundisi o Aaron Velem. Omunye uthi la, someone who is close to you becomes paranoid when they see you keeping quiet as if you no longer want to talk to them anymore. Why do they expect things to be normal if they are repeat offenders? Okay, kune question mark usho ukuthi ke uyabuza umbuzo mfundisi. Asilalele le voice note, sizohlanganisa nje konke ngoba ngiyabona ukuthi isikhathi asekho on our side. Asilalele nayo voice note.
Ngiyabingelela sisibahle.
Sawubona mama.
Ngiyabingelela nomfundisi. Yo ibalulekile indaba yokuxolela. Ngempela ibalulekile indaba yokuthi sidedele izinto singabambi ngoba leyo nto ijike ibe inkinga kuwe. Ngempela ufana nomuntu osiphususa upoison ucabanga ukuthi uzobulala omunye umuntu kanti lo poison ubulala wena. Ungaxoleli ngempela kuyikhensa, and once waxolela iyaphola ikhensa, uyaphola nawe emoyeni. Ngoba ungamxolela umuntu sisibahle, uma ungena empedeni ungena naye, uma ungena eteksini ungena naye, uma ungena ebathroom ungena naye. Yena akekho lapho uzipholela uziphilele yakho impilo noma kade kuwuyena okonile. Kubalulekile ukuthethelela ngoba uma uthethelela uyaphila nasemoyeni, uyuphile nezinto zakho ziyalunga mangabe uthethelela. Intethelela inzima, and uma ngabe ungayenzanga ngempela uzikhohlisa ukuthi uthethelele, ayisebenzeki. Kufanele wenze show ukuthi ngempela ngempela udlulisile ngoba uyaphola. Uba mnandi ngisho emoyeni mangabe uthethelele. Ukuthethelela kusho ukuthi uyakhohlwa ngempela, kawukhohlwa. Kufana nomuntu ofelwe, uma kwafelwa uthole ukuthi usuna 10 years ufelwe sesibahle, akusho ukuthi ukhohlwe ukuthi wadlulelwa umzali wakho. Kodwa noma uxoxa ngakho akusebuhlungwanga ngoba ubuhlungu sebadlula, wakhala kwadlula. Nokuxolela kunjalo. Akusho ukuthi ukhohlwe ukuthi umuntu wakho wakona, kodwa akusebuhlungwanga futhi awusamzondi. Ayikho into ebaluleke njengentethelelo, ukuzikhulula wena. And intethelelo iyaphoxa ngoba usuke ungenzela omunye umuntu, usuke usuzenzela wena uqobo. Hawu, ngiyabonga ntambama, ngicela uNkulunkulu alibusise sisijudo umama kubani. Kruger stop.
Thank you so much Mam Ngubani ngokuPaula. Yeah, siya appreciate kakhulu nge contribution yakho. Kuyiqiniso, it's like uphuza poison and expect the next person ukuthi ke ilimaze yena kanti uyilimaza wena. Okay, nayi futhi any voice note.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon mama.
Hello
ma. Amen.
Yo, what a topic. Kineliputsi somo awusibahle.
Yeah.
Umotho khotseng pila go hae. O go diswa ke both parents.
Yeah.
Ka lerato. O ya lenyalong. Wa nyala. O wa nyalwa. Mara wa tlhoka lerato ko moneng wa hao. O bane le dilo di ups and downs in life. And o krelo re monna wa hao a se motho nya kang ho dula fatse a lukise. O berekisa manganga na kontsengata ha batlo tshonex ha ke nehe gore nthongwe lengwe e bolelang ke yena ha re e right e right to fella hona mo. Le feletsa le a tlhohane, but o bana le this thing ya hore he is my husband, She is my wife. Ke tshwanetse ke mo tshwarele. We tsabeng ha o le so.
Sure. And ya mozo mama ukhuluma ngenhliziyo ebuhlungu. Mfundisi sicela si note ne. Si singene kuyo next week. Because ngibuke isikhathi la ngeke sikwazi ukuthi umama simpendule kwamanje mama ke kopa hore next week hape ukene and then retlogona hore re bone hore re bontsana jwang ka yona and I think izongena futhi kule sokhuluma ngayo ama uthe yini languages
of forgiveness.
Yes.
Of apology.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I think Fundele Masinya. Afternoon, Sis Bahle and Fundisi. Can I please stay anonymous? My husband cheated on me in 2020 and 2021 with someone that I know, and she also happened to know me. I was hurt to the core. He never asked for forgiveness for what he did to me, and I've never told him that I forgive him. Things are back to normal at home, but deep down I feel I have forgiven him, but the lady, I'm not sure, but I can't forget of the pain of the painful events that happened. Okay, nayo mfundisi ngicela si note ne.
Okay.
Or ungathatha i screenshot lena ngoba ibhaliwe lena ne.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And then unenye futhi thingbone. Yeah, ngathi yizo lezi. And then in a minute nje ungakwazi ukuthi or nalena futhi siyibekele next week. Asiwabekele next week wonke lama lama question ngoba nalena I question as well. I think izodinga ukuthi sibe nesikhashana and then sikwazi ukuthi si unpack kahle ne.
Yes.
Okay. So in closing,
as we closing, we all have the power to decide how we feel and react in situations. But one thing that I can tell you is that in order for you to heal, you must forgive.
Yeah.
Waiting for the right moment to forgive only delays your healing. Sometimes abanye they banama coping mechanisms. In the long run, those don't work.
Yeah.
Uzophuza amapilisi, omunye uzophuza utshwala, omunye decide, those are just coping mechanisms that destroy your life. You have to deal with indaba ye forgiveness hands head on.
Yeah.
Iphume nje in your system.
Yes. And ukwazi ukuthi move on.
Yes.
Ngempilo. Umkhulule nawe usikhulule.
Yes.
Okay. Utholakala kanjani uma ungekho la emoyeni?
Mangekho la emoyeni ngiyatholakala on Facebook as Aaron Velem.
Yeah.
On X Aaron Velem, on Instagram and on TikTok.
Amen. Next week, same time, same place.
God bless you. Thank you.
Pastor Ray Lekgodi Uyeza, uzohlala nawe kuze kuyoshaya o5. Kube kuhle sindawonye. Wonke ama questions singakwazanga ukuthi siwaphendule. Please sicela usixolele sizokwazi ukuthi ke siwaphendule next week. May God bless you. Ube ne nosuku lohle uphinde futhi ungene kamnandi evikini elisha. Asiphumela ke ngo Forever Jones uthi every moment.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DStv 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.